We'd like to turn your attention now to the case of the so-called Idaho doomsday couple facing charges in the alleged murders of the wife's two children back in court today. The children were found buried on the new husband's property about 8 months after they went missing in 2019. News Nation correspondent Michael Schur joins us live tonight with details of what happened inside that courtroom today. Michael?
Yeah, Marty, Rob, above all, this is a tragic story, but it's also a crazy story, and it's a story that went from Arizona to Idaho to Hawaii back to Idaho, and now it's in court.
State of Idaho versus Chad Guy Daybell.
In the case known as the Doomsday Murders, Chad Daybell faced an Idaho judge for the first time since indictments were handed down against him and his wife Lori Daybell for murder and the deaths of Lori Daybell's two youngest children, 17-year-old Tylee Ryan and 7-year-old J.J. Vallow.
Lori and Chad Daybell were indicted on two counts of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder and grand theft by deception for the deaths of Tylee Ryan and J.J. Vallow.
The grisly soap opera of a case gained national notoriety in 2019 when Lori Daybell's brother Alex Cox shot and killed her estranged husband Charles Vallow in Phoenix, Arizona, in what Mr. Cox said was self-defense. Mr. Vallow was in the process of divorcing his wife, blaming her delusional religious beliefs, including that she claimed to have been empowered to usher in the apocalypse. After her husband's death, Lori moved to Idaho with her children and married Chad only 2 weeks after his own wife's death. Authorities became suspicious and even more so when relatives questioned the whereabouts of the family. Months later, the Daybells were found in Hawaii without their children, setting off a series of events leading to an extradition to Idaho in February of 2020. In June of last year, the children's remains were unearthed on property belonging to Mr. Daybell in Rexburg, Idaho. Now, after months in prison, the two are set to face trial for the crimes with their next court appearances in July and perhaps further closure. And for Chad Daybell, it's not just those two counts of murder against the children. It's also that he's facing an additional count of murder for killing his wife, Tammy Daybell. So this goes on and on. Idaho has the death penalty. The prosecutors have 60 days in which to decide whether or not to seek that penalty in this case. Rob?
It's hard to get your head around so many parts of that story. Michael, thank you.